slow, sensuous love with our sandals still on. But Sleaze Baggius knew of our love, and she threatened to make it public. And in those days, a marriage was for life. But somehow I knew I couldn't spend my life with Sleaze Baggius. I didn't want to give up my possessions, my power over the kingdom. But yet somehow I had to have vaginitis. It was then that I devised a plan. I went before the council. And I told them that God had come to me and told me to have an affair with vaginitis. They laughed. They said, God, the gods do not encourage that type of behavior. I said, I will prove it to you. I shall go before the lion. In those days, when a person went before the lion, it was the last alternative before conviction. If the lion spared you, you lived. And it was said the god stayed the lion's hand. But if you were truly guilty as charged, the lion would devour you, and the towns would watch as your entrails became hors d'oeuvres for the king of beasts. They said you must be mad. For this trollop vaginitis, you would go before the lion. I said, yes! And so it was arranged. Announcements were nailed to doors around the city. I was to head for the Colosseum on the next day to go before the lion. That night, I put my plan to work. I went to where they kept the lion. Numnutius and Dildonius, two of my most trusted centurions, were on guard. They said, sire! I said, good evening, Numnutius. Good evening, Dildonius. I must go before the lion tomorrow. They said, yes, we've heard. I said, I want you to remember me as a benevolent man, so I shall stand your guard duty tonight. They said, no, sire, we got... I said, yes. I want you to have a last night and drink to my success tomorrow. They said, yes, sir. And they grabbed their spears and they went off as I pulled that bag of raw meat around the corner. I climbed up on a ladder, and the lion was in there, pacing back and forth along the cage, looking angry. Almost smacking his lips at the thought of my sweet tuchus on the morrow. That's when I pulled out that raw meat, the carcass of the caribou, some ground round. I threw it all in there and watched as the lion hungrily devoured it all. I stood there, threw meat in there until the lion could eat no more. And when he lay down bloated, slowly I stepped into the cage and cleaned out all signs of his chow. He barely even looked at me. I finally walked up to him and I parted that huge mouth and I just shoved more ground round in his mouth. But he, almost gagging on it, refused to eat any more. It was then I knew I was ready. A couple of hours later, the sun was up. The Colosseum was already jammed as I stepped into the center ring. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Thuggus Facius, and I freely admit before you that I've been having an affair with vaginitis. I feel the gods, however, have deemed that she is the woman for me, and not Sleaze Baggius, which is why today I have agreed to go before the lion. Testicules and Foreskinius will now release the lion, and the lion will come and lick my feet to show the favor of the gods. Well, they opened up the cage, and the lion just came bloatedly walking out of that cage. The crowd was dead silent, waiting for word from the gods. I, of course, had dipped my feet in a glucose solution in the hopes of encouraging the lion to lick away. I stood there proudly, the sun beating down upon me, alone on the burning sands of the Colosseum. The lion walked to the center of the arena and then began to heave his guts. Apparently, I'd overfed it here. And if you've ever seen a lion throw up, it's most unsavory because he shakes his big head and it splatters far and wide. The lion just threw up and threw up and threw up. By now, the crowd is starting to chuckle a little bit. No sooner was the lion done throwing up than he began to get a case of the squirts and began the spewing from the other orifice. By this time, the crowd was in hysterics as I stood there, shamed. Finally, the lion, having done his foul deed, waddled off to a corner of the arena and lay down. I ran over and kicked it in the belly with my sandals as everyone howled with laughter, as though it was some great theatrical performance. Finally, Sleaze Baggius stood up and grabbed the main podium and said, Dear, it's like I've been trying to tell you for years. I think the gods are trying to say You're playing both ends against the middle.